A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us online. Good morning to you, Tony. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
We're going to start with a query this morning, and it came in last week. We said we'd come back to it. It was about a 14-year-old who won't take part in household chores and generally is unsociable and quite unhelpful. What can be done to address it?
Well, we all have to learn how to behave, and if there aren't clear lines laid down for us as small children and growing up, we tend to can go wild like a garden that's not tended. What needs to happen basically is that there are house rules set, and that then those house rules are carefully and fully activated. And if they're done as sort of spitefully, then they won't work. They will in fact cause much more trouble. But if they're done and everybody has to obey, everybody in the household needs to do some job, needs to keep their room tidy, needs to be reasonably sociable, and so on and so forth, whatever rules you set. And it's important that everybody keeps those rules. And then if that those set of rules are being flagrantly broken by anybody, there needs to be a set of consequences. And, you know, if you don't help with making the supper or whatever it is, then you don't get supper. And
there has to be consequences, otherwise the whole system falls down.
Yeah, every animal and every human being on this planet only learns through experiencing some sort of consequence. You know, if we spend our money wildly and we go broke, we go broke. Nobody's going to fix it for us except ourselves. And if we steal money, we get locked up. So there has to be, in the running of a country, of the world, in fact, a set of consequences. So by activating a set of sensible consequences for a household, that is probably one of the best ways. The other one, of course, I would say here, it's very important that you talk to your daughter, because there may be, just maybe, some sort of psychological stuff. She might be a bit depressed, or she might be going through some sort of
problem.
There
might be something else going on.
Whatever.
Yeah, there might be some other aspect going on that you need to be aware of, prompting this behavior.
Exactly, because usually, if she was a pleasant enough child growing up and suddenly she's behaving, you know, in an unacceptable fashion, something might have happened to trigger that, and that's important to find that one out.
Okay, all right.
If the household, if somebody in the household can't do that, there are plenty of well-trained counsellors and psychologists out there that can do that sort of work.
Indeed, yeah, I know what you're saying. Look, Tony, we have another query I want to get to here. It's come in from a listener who says, he gifted his son and daughter-in-law a six-figure sum to build a house several years ago. Since then, he's given them three separate loans, one for €5,000, with the understanding that they were to be paid back. Since that time, he hasn't had a penny from them. Or worse, they still haven't come near him. They live locally. He says he doesn't know what to do about it. Extremely hurt by it all. It's a very difficult situation.
Well, we're dealing with adults here, and there's no excuse for that sort of behaviour. If he has given the loans in a proper fashion, i.e. there was something written and signed, then he can go down that route if he wishes. Or if there's nothing of that nature there and they're just flagrantly ignoring him, he'll just have to put up with it.
I don't think the situation here is, Tony, that, like, you know, to build a house is fine. That probably was a gift, perhaps, maybe, but it's the three loans after that, following that large amount of money to help them set out in their life. That's kind of what's at issue here, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and it sounds as if they're just spoiled by the bank of mum and dad, as they put it. And some people are that way. They, you know, if the money comes in easy, they just wave it off and, oh, it'll come in again, you know, and ignore responsibility. Some people are built that way. So if he has made the loan into some sort of a written down and signed document, he can chase it down. Or probably the best thing to do, if he's not hard up for money himself, is to ignore it and just, you know, walk away.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you open something like that and it becomes contentious, it'll absolutely ruin any sort of... It'll ruin you.
Yeah. My understanding is he's told them and written to them and expressed his feelings to them, but not getting anything back. Is that done and dusted then, Tony, if that is the case?
But there's nothing much more you can do unless, as I say, you can follow up the legal route. And if you don't have signed documents saying that we will take this loan and pay it back inside of X, Y, and Z or whatever, forget about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that is very... Very, that's not my information. It should be, has he told him? Has he written him? So if he hasn't done that, then you're saying he needs to express those feelings of hurt and frustration. But is it possible to do that in a non-confrontational way, Tony, or has the damage been done?
The only way that I could do it myself personally is over weeks, I would take weeks to do it, is to draft out a letter and go through it again and again and again. And if you have a close enough person that you can really trust, ask them to put their eye to it so that you take any, as they were say, stings out of it and state it in the third person so that there's no finger pointing or whatever. But state your case very clearly. That's the best way to do it, and then post that letter to them. And if that is not responded to, then there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, look, it's very sad, very difficult situation, because you're talking about relationships and not talking to somebody perhaps maybe ever again, which is hugely terrible for anyone to do a parent and son relationship.
And the perpetrators too will suffer in the long run, but that's their business, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that is an issue, I suppose. That's the situation with regards to it. And certainly, look, is there any level that this could be that they're just clueless to the situation? That they just think that these are gifts and not loans. Is that part of the thing that needs to be outlined?
Yeah, I think it's a well-used phrase. The bank of mum and dad has become a catchphrase nowadays.
Yeah.
And very often young people will just literally expect, without thinking about it, expect to have that money thrown at them. Because they say, sure, when the old bugger dies, we'll get it in the will anyway, you know? That is not everybody, and it's in fact a very small percentage of people, but there are people like that out there.
Yeah, yeah, they certainly are. Okay, Tony, listen, thanks so much for talking to us on the program this week. That's a problem shared with Tony McGinley.